The tarmac of Djibouti's international airport is far from home. But for the people on this aeroplane, it's refuge from the street battles and airstrikes in Sudan. The US, Canada, Japan and several European countries have been evacuating their citizens by air from Sudan to here. Many of them have been waiting for days for a chance to make it to the pickup points without being caught in the fighting.
It starts every morning and it continues till the night. Like 6 o'clock at the morning, they start. We can't sleep. We don't sleep at all.
Yeah, this is a fighting. The two groups is fighting for their benefit, not for the people.
Djibouti is a hub for these air evacuation operations because it hosts the militaries of several major powers, including the US and France. After arriving here, people have had to wait several days for onward travel to their home countries. Japan, which also has a military presence here, says all its citizens who wanted to leave Sudan have been evacuated.
It's mostly military aircraft, like this one from Canada, that have been flying to Sudan and landing whenever or wherever they can. And then the people they're rescuing say they've often had to make treacherous journeys to reach the aircraft to be able to be brought to safety here in Djibouti.
It's only the government workers and some citizens of wealthier nations that have been brought out in this way. Tens of thousands of people have been trying to leave Sudan by land. Others don't have anywhere else to go. Many of the people arriving here have had to make painful decisions. Families have been split. Osama and his family are among several who are now stuck here because they don't have the required papers or the money for onward travel. He says his British passport has expired and all of his money was stolen by armed men on the way to the pickup airfield.
I had to go through 36 checkpoints from opposite factions. From the RSF, we had to go through, and then through the army, we had to go through as well.
Even for those who can continue their journeys, their worries aren't over. Everyone here has loved ones left behind. No one knows if they'll be safe. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Djibouti.